Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thanks, bud.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Listening wherever you're driving around, the DMV. Traffic wasn't bad today. Did you ride all right?
Yeah, it's cool.
It appears, I don't want to jinx anything, whatever was going on, like directly on the Legion Bridge that was impacting my drive to Ashburn, appears to be over. Do you think I'm speaking too soon?
I think you're speaking a little too damn soon. I think you just jinxed the hell out of yourself.
Yeah, that's always possible. A lot happened yesterday in baseball. A lot of teams spent a lot of money.
Tons.
Kyle Schwarber got big
$150
money to stay in Philly. I mean, if you're the Phillies, you got to keep Schwarber. The Mets closer, Diaz, the Dodgers signed him.
I think Dodgers just signed everybody.
Dude, it's tough because I think for most baseball teams, they're trying to just wait out 26 to figure out what's going to happen in 27. But like these big money clubs.
Yeah, like the hell with it.
Yeah, they're just going to try to get another ring.
Yeah, let's go.
Helping us make sense of everything that's going on in Major League Baseball, as well as the Major League Baseball draft lottery, is our friend Bobby Blanco from Masson Sports. Bobby, what's up, dude? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing well, man.
We're good, man. Let's start with the biggest news that the Nats, again, did well in the Major League Baseball draft lottery, which I think was yesterday or last night or something.
But
they still got kicked down the list because they don't spend enough money. Get us up to speed with what happened in the draft lottery.
Yeah, so the Nats are the luckiest team in baseball when it comes to the draft lottery ever since MLB implemented it 4 years ago. There's a rule that if you are a revenue-paying team, so it has nothing to do with how much money they spend in terms of their roster or stuff like that. It's all about revenues in terms of the league, how much you either receive revenue from the league or you are paying revenue from the league. So because the Nationals are a big market team, they pay revenue, and that means that they cannot participate in the lottery in back-to-back years. Of course, they selected number one overall this past summer, and selected Eli Willits, the high school prep shortstop out of Oklahoma, because they won the draft lottery this time last year, and they landed the number two overall pick in the very first lottery and selected Dylan Cruz. So they could not pick in the lottery 2 years ago and then now this upcoming year. Yet in both of those times, I think it was 2 years ago, they actually won the number one overall pick because they were ineligible. They had to redraw. And then yesterday, they actually won the number two overall pick, but because they were ineligible, they had to redraw. And they are now down to the number 11 overall pick in next year's draft. So, again, it has nothing to do with how much money they spend. It's all about the revenue that the league makes in terms of just overall TV rights, stuff like that. And because they are a big market team, they cannot participate in the lottery in back-to-back years. Small market teams like the Orioles up the road can participate in back-to-back years, but not 3 years in a row. So that's how that rule works out. It's kind of weird. And unfortunately for the Nationals, had that rule not been in place, they would have selected in the top two each of the past four seasons, the first 4 years of the draft. So they are a very lucky team in terms of they always get the ping pong balls bounced their way. Hopefully they can maybe hand off some of that luck to the Wizards.
Wiz never get that luck, man.
Bobby, why do you think they do that though? Like, Is it to keep stuff fair or level or what?
Why is that rule in there?
Yeah.
I think the general idea is that usually big market teams spend more money, and so they have more money available to them anyway to build rosters. So it's trying to make it a little more fair, so they can't just get straight back-to-back-to-back years of top draft picks. And so ideally, the ideal situation, which I don't think is the case here in Washington, but mm-hmm. You can't have a team that spends a lot of money on the roster, but then also wins the lottery in back-to-back seasons and has back-to-back number one overall picks when they weren't one of the worst teams in baseball. So that's the general idea. And the teams like the Orioles, the Rays, the Guardians, stuff like teams like that who don't spend a lot of money have a better chance or are allowed to pick that high in consecutive seasons.
Doesn't that kind of just reward the teams that don't spend then?
Yeah, but if you think like the teams I just mentioned, those teams are usually in contention right now.
Tampa.
Figure out Tampa, Cleveland, the Orioles, despite this past season, have been really good over the past handful of years, making back-to-back playoff years, postseason appearances the past couple of seasons. So, yeah, I mean, yes, that is true, but I think it's just it's a matter of how those teams decide to choose the money that they do have, and it's a convoluted way of trying to level the playing field, and it's up to each individual team to be smart with their money. Sorry, my son is homesick with me, and he's chiming
that
in.
That is all good. Hey. Tell him we say hello.
We understand.
Yeah, man, we've all been there.
I'm with my son every day. JP.
So, last thing. If they are paying into these revenue streams and they are considered a major market team by the revenue, why the hell don't they spend like a major market team?
Yeah, again, it's up to each individual team to spend their money how they so choose. And, what we did hear from Paul Toboni this week at the winter meeting saying that they and some of the lower some of his assistants that he's hired in the front office saying that they have been given permission and were allowed to go out and spend money on new player development technologies, systems, stuff like that, that they wanted to implement as soon as they took the job. So that is a good sign that, ownership has given this new front office the money, resources, and the freedom to go out and acquire this tech, these systems, whatever it may be that they want to implement to help the Nationals develop players, not only in the minor league level, but at the major league level as well. So that is a good sign that some money is being spent. You might not see it directly reflected on the active roster right now this offseason, although they're not going to be done, but that is a good sign that some money is being spent behind the scenes to help the team get better.
That is good. And like, 'cause I've had my friends that work in baseball tell me how far behind some of their player development stuff is, and honestly, just like the amount of scouts, the staffing, that's all good. But that's a Band-Aid. At some point,
you catch up with player development,
right?
Sign better players,
right? No, but like this dude Toboni, if you believe in building it the right way, especially you get the kid that was in Tampa, and Tampa just develops. Like, okay, that's a long haul, and it looks to me like we're punting on 26. And the trade they made last week, I believe, they trade Ferrer. They get this stud catching prospect from Seattle. I'm guessing Seattle just recognized they had a logjam with Cal Raleigh, so they wanted to move on. And how good is this kid, Harry Ford? I might just call him Henry Ford, but we'll go with Harry Ford for now.
Yeah, his full name is actually Harrison Ford, but he says that no one calls him that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just to kind of put all in one perspective, like, I think Saturday's trade of Ferrer kind of signifies what Paul Toboni is trying to do here. His eye is set far more on the long. I know, Calum. Far more on the long term than in 2026. You trade a player who was gonna probably be your closer entering next season, with 4 years left of team control, to go acquire a catcher that's now gonna likely fight to be your catcher of the future. And Harry Ford was blocked, of course, by Kyle Raleigh, the runner-up of American League MVP. I wonder if it was more of a Paul Toboni kind of noticed that. But hey, they don't really have a place for Harry Ford, who came up and made his major league debut at the end of this past season. You know, they're not going to have any need for him coming up soon. And Toboney mentioned that he scouted him when he was with the Red Sox coming out of the draft. So he knows this kid pretty well, knows the talent that's available, that his potential. So I think it was probably more of the Nationals identified that and tried to go after and make that move to try to acquire this guy for the long-term future. He had a really good AAA season, set career highs in power numbers. OPS has a good on-base percentage, draws a lot of walks. A good eye at the plate. He has some work to do behind the plate, but he's super athletic, very fast. He steals a lot of bases, which is unusual for a catcher. So I think they got a top prospect. I mean, MLB Pipeline has him as the number 3 ranked catching prospect in all of baseball, and he's a top 50 prospect in the sport. So that's a huge boost for the Nationals farm system. I know you're not going to see maybe the paid dividends this season, although he could challenge Keibert Ruiz to be the starting catcher coming on spring training. But it is a huge boost for the Nationals, and it does show that Paul Toboney is looking more long-term than in 2026, maybe even 2027.
I think the path for the Nats is long-term. Like, as much as I would love to be in on Pete Alonso, does Pete Alonso do anything other than, like, sell some T-shirts? Like, do they win 58 to 60 games or whatever? Maybe. But
right.
For them to get back right, they do have to rebuild everything, and I can understand that. And with, like, the possible looming work stoppage and everything, I came into this with zero expectations for them to spend this year. But I guess my counter, and it's awesome, if this dude Harry Ford ends up being a stud, I like it. But, like, the fact that the Ferrer is what? A fireball lefty, correct? And, like, the thought is, like, well, let's – in an ideal scenario, it's similar to the Soto and everything before that. You keep the fireball young lefty, and you don't have to give him up for prospects. You know what I'm saying? Still have so much trouble with that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The premise.
Yeah, and I think a lot of fans do, and they probably agree with you right now. And look, I mean, of course, it's a different regime right now, so you have to take that part of it, the equation. But fans have been promised, you know, around this time years ago that, you know, this team would be back to being competitive. I mean, I know that was Mike Rizzo's promise, and he's no longer here, so you're kind of starting from square one there. But, you know, Paul Toboney made no such promises when he took the job. He did say, look, we're going to try to win every day. We're going to be competitive. But, you know, we're here to rebuild this thing in the way that we best see fit. I think it just shows that when he came in and took a look at his organization from top to bottom, he just said there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I mean, we just cannot do this in one calendar year or maybe even two. So, unfortunately, that's going to be the sacrifice that we're going to have to make to build this thing the way we see it. We're going to have to sacrifice some players that maybe a year or two ago were part of the long-term future, and now we don't really see them as much because we do need to rebuild the system. We do need to improve our player development, our draft strategy, stuff like that, in order to build this team the way we want to, the way that he did in Boston, the way that Blake Butera saw it was done in Tampa Bay, stuff like that.
All right, we're going to take the long view with these Washington Nationals. I don't think we have any other choice because it's going to be a long, long time. Bobby, last thing for me. Who feels worse, your little boy right now or you watching the Commanders on Sunday in Minnesota?
You know what? He actually started getting sick right after that game. He's been sick all week, so I think you can
argue
that
sick.
It was the Commanders that made Callum sick. Yeah, unfortunately, that's how that went down. It's a shame, too, because I feel like we were talking this time last year about the Nats offseason, and there was so much hype about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels last year, and there was maybe some excitement and positivity about the Nationals heading into 2025, like Dylan Cruz, James Wood, like this could be an exciting year, and then 2025 just hasn't been it, man.
Has not been it,
you're
brother.
Right about that.
Well, that's why 2026 is right around the corner. Thank you for the time, Bobby. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, guys, have a good one. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, Bobby. Take care, man. Appreciate
right.
you.
That's our guy, Bobby Blanco, covers the Nationals for Masson Sports. You can give Bobby a follow at Bobby_Blanco, B-L-A-N-C-O. Kind enough to join us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Got to spend a little time with Jaden Daniels as Jaden Claus yesterday. We're going to explain how that event went down and what I learned. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points to rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is a perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.